This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We have learned a couple of things about businesses trying to get back up and running again in this economy. Too fast can be too risky. Bars are a challenge. Also, though, we have learned that there are some parts of this economy that are going to have to wait a while. Performing arts will almost certainly be among the last industries to be able to fully do what it does. Plays and concerts and shows not exactly possible or practical while social distancing. So, how are those groups going to pay the bills, which don't, of course, stop coming when the music does? Marketplace's Nova Sappho went in search of the answer.
The San Francisco Ballet was one of the first performing arts organizations in the U.S. to shut down in March. And a day after it closed, Executive Director Kelly Twiddell called a meeting.
I pulled everybody together in a Zoom call and said, okay, there are no rules. We're going to remind people that we are here and get together and collaborate.
Remind people that they're still here. That's crucial for arts groups because they need not only ticket-paying audiences, but also donors. So the San Francisco Ballet let everyone know they're still there with an online-only performance, cobbled together with lockdown musicians and dancers, a sort of Zoom video on steroids. That video was a start. It helped them get attention and raise more than $4 million from donors to help shore up a multi-million dollar shortfall by the end of the year. Since then, the San Francisco Ballet has also streamed videos of past performances from its library.
What we've experienced is that works that seemed maybe not as successful on the big stage, all of a sudden with the drop of a streaming, has a different relationship to the audience.
Old shows found new success. Twiddell says the archival ballets have reached an online audience of more than 1 million, viewers not just in San Francisco, but from all over the world. The company is seeing new opportunities.
At this time when our artists can't dance on the stage, it is engaging our audiences and broadening our audiences.
It's been really inspiring to see some of these organizations pivot so rapidly in doing some really promising things.
Sunil Iyengar is research director at the National Endowment for the Arts. He says organizations across the U.S. are reimagining their upcoming seasons, adopting technology, and crucially, much like the San Francisco Ballet, building a digital audience.
We've noted over time a really strong correlation between those people who engage with the arts digitally and those who actually kind of vote with their feet and go to live events.
Iyengar says pre-COVID research showed people who consumed the performing arts online were 2 to 3 times more likely to attend a live performance. Given the stakes, digital is even causing some institutions to fundamentally rethink their art forms. Take the Actors Theater in Louisville, Kentucky. A mid-sized company with an approximately $9 million a year pre-COVID budget that's since been reduced by half. Executive Director Robert Barry Fleming is considering a host of technology-heavy projects that are nothing like a traditional play.
It does include live action and includes virtual capture, but it will all be in a virtual platform. It will not be a live event experience.
Fleming says it's a good thing to expand out of the company's traditional brick-and-mortar confines.
And the extraordinary part of that is where I had 3 stages to navigate. In a virtual world, I have as many as I have projects.
So the Actors Theater is venturing into radio plays for the first time and thinking about how to incorporate video of actors performing with animation. The NEA's Iyengar says one of the biggest unanswered questions about all of this is how to monetize digital offerings.
Do they make everything free? Do they make some things free? So there's a lot of new terrain to be negotiated here.
But arts institutions have to figure it out fast because Iyengar says their very survival depends on it. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.